I feel so extraordinary. Something's got a hold on me. I get this feeling I'm in motion, a sudden sense of liberty.
Liberty. Kind of, almost. As we move into our second year of lockdown for some of us. In the UK. I'm sending love to you all. And yet again, I hope you're clinging on to the positives. Maybe you thought, you know, the day would never come. I used to think the day would never come. I see the light in the shade of the morning sun. A big weekend for the sun, the weekend just gone. It was the spring equinox in the northern hemisphere and the autumnal equinox in the southern hemisphere. We're all so distanced, but I guess for the first time in a long time, most of the world now has a shared experience in this pandemic. We've shared under the same sun. When you look up at the sun, that's the same sun I look. That's the same sun everyone in the world looks at. That's great, I think. You know, everyone in the world sharing a single thing, and that's the kind of spirit of togetherness we need to keep going as we set sail on the rest of our lives, you know? Talking about setting sail, I think the best March equinox story comes out of Annapolis, Maryland in the US, where boatyard employees and sailboat owners celebrate with the Burning of the Socks Festival. So they wear socks during the winter, traditionally, and these are burned on the equinox, the approach of warmer weather, which brings more customers in and work to the area, you know, and then officially no one wears socks. Till the next, I don't know, something like that, right? But that's a great thing, I think. We can all share now. Don't burn your socks. I just mean, as we emerge from this pandemic nightmare over the next few weeks or months, don't burn your socks, but definitely burn your slippers. You've been wearing slippers for the last year. They will be full of sweat. They'll be disgusting. If you don't wear slippers around the house, what are you doing? If you wear shoes, you are naughty. If you wear socks, you're pathetic. If you have bare feet, you're a psychopath. So burn your socks. Next up, burn Zoom. Yeah, I'm sorry, nothing against Eric Yuan, who owns Zoom. I'm sure he's a lovely fella. But his wealth went up 360% during the pandemic. He's got $16.4 billion. I think there are about 300 million users, so Eric could easily give us 50 quid each. We have a party, and at that party, we will burn our computers so we never have to look at Zoom ever again. Oh, but Nathan, Zoom has revolutionised our work. Well, bully for you. I'm a stand-up comedian. I've been trying to entertain people over the last year on a video conferencing software platform. This is not what I signed up for. It costs me too much. I have to have the premium package because I have an audience of over 16 people, or whatever it is sometimes. You took my time and you took my money. Now I feel you left me standing in a world that's so demanding. Burn! Burn slippers. Burn and burn Zoom. I used to think the day would never come. see the light in the shade, morning sun. Burn the concept of homeschool, a truly hideous thing. It's just the most hideous thing about it is it's taught us parents the main lesson that without doubt, we don't really care that our kids are educated, do we? We care they are educated by other people. If we have to do it ourselves, fuck that. School is pointless, kids. Algebra is pointless. You do not need to know about the formation of the Oxbow Lake. By the time you're 18, there won't even be a requirement to read. Waste of fucking time. You may as well join me in the garden as we burn slippers, burn Zoom, and burn your homeschool to the fucking ground. Goes without saying, burn the elbow greeting. Whoever came up with that did it as a piss take or a bet, didn't they? And when it caught on, they must have felt like the geeks who invented Bitcoin. I cannot believe the world has lapped up this shit. We are laughing at you right now. Greeting each other with your elbows, you fucking dipshits. Burn politicians telling us what to do and not doing it themselves. Here in the UK, we were told not to drive anywhere, and a senior government advisor, the most senior government advisor, got caught driving and got away with it genuinely by saying he was testing his eyesight. That sounds made up, but it's not. Other, you know, politicians and people were caught driving around to see their partners that they shouldn't have done, and again got away with it by saying they were just testing their genitals. Burn. Burn politicians' genitals. Burn all entertainment. It started on a high, didn't it, with Tiger King, and then everyone just gave up. With Netflix just having daily prayer meetings, praying for another zookeeper in middle America to lose his shit, but it never happened. That's the price that we will pay. Burn going to the park. I never want to see another park as long as I live, unless there's people shitting in the bushes, which is quite enjoyable. Burn queuing for a coffee. So many people queuing for like an hour. For a coffee? What the fuck are in those magic beans? Yes, burn coffee beans, which will probably smell delicious to mask the smell of the burning politicians' genitals, slippers, computers, and elbows. I used to think that they would burn your partner, or anyone in your immediate bubble or extended bubble. You have now seen these people more than you have done in your whole lives. Without this pandemic, you know, so those relationships are now over. You've said everything you could possibly want to say to these people. You've played every board game, done all the jigsaw puzzles, had all the arguments, smelt all the farts, had all those platitudes of empty hope, the empty words of, oh, things are going to be okay. No, they're not. Burn them, burn those words, move on. When we get out of this nightmare, it's time for new friends. New partners, let's just fuck in the streets and go from there. Burn the streets. I never want to see those people on the streets ever again. Treat me like I had leprosy every time I went 10 meters near them. Burn fear. Burn fear. Burn the fear that long before the vaccine had been injected in everyone in the world, was injected into the eyes and ears of all of us through the politicians and the media. Yes, it was scary, but it wasn't so scary that people didn't leave their house for a fucking year. Because if you don't leave your house, ever, you may as well burn everything, you know? You may as well burn everything in the whole world. The sun may as well come down from its equinox, which it's not really allowed to do, but you could just say it's testing its flames. And just burn us all. Because right now, I truly hope that fear is turning into faith. And faith into hope. That as we emerge from this pandemic, we can see the beauty in everything. Even the things that we may have previously got bored of or taken for granted. Like seeing our friends, family, hugs, our health. Eric Yuan. Elbows, slippers, politicians, and the sunshine. Wherever you are in the world right now, I hope you can see the sun. Look up to the sun, and we'll see each other. And if you can see the sun, if you can see that far, well, now the sky really is the limit. And those are just the empty words I was talking about. Burn them, man. Burn everything. Burn, baby, burn. I used to think that the day would never come. I'd see the light in the shade of the morning sun. My morning sun is the drug that keeps me here. To the childhood I lost, replaced by